Hello?
Hi, good evening. My name is Jesse. I'm calling you from Oregon Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, your name was chosen at random. I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
All right. Perfect. Thank you. Real quick. I am speaking with the lady or the head of the household, right?
Right.
Perfect. Does anyone in your household work for news media?
No.
Are you 18 years and older and registered to vote in Oregon?
I believe so.
I love that answer. Okay. And I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely
Positive.
Vote? Probably. Definitely? Okay. If you don't mind me asking, may I have your age, please?
65.
All right. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
White, okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat,
Republican,
an independent Republican? Okay. Strong Republican or somewhat?
Strong.
Strong. All right. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed in?
Very.
Very satisfied or dissatisfied?
Dis.
Very dis? Okay. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their Congress, their members of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. 10 meaning is most important, 5 means is somewhat, 0 is not important at all, and you can choose any number between those as well, okay? Funding for drug and substance abuse programs, is that most important to focus on or somewhat or not important
10.
At all? 10, okay. Creating more affordable housing.
10.
Tackling climate change.
1.
1, okay. Reducing crime.
10.
Creating more jobs and rising wages.
5.
5, okay. Securing the southern border.
10.
Okay. Lowering taxes.
9.
9, okay. Protecting abortion rights.
1.
1, okay. Moving along. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable, and 0 means that you are very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold, okay? And you can use any number in between. Joe Biden?
0.
0. Lori Chavez de Ramirez?
50.
50? What about Janelle Bynum?
50.
50, okay. J.D. Vance?
50.
Kamala Harris.
0.
Ron Wyden.
0.
Democrats in Congress.
2.
2. Okay. Donald Trump.
100.
Republicans in Congress.
100.
MAGA Republicans.
70.
70? Okay. All right, moving along. We're about a little bit further on than halfway, okay? So please bear with me. I know it's still a long ways off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party, candidate Jill Stein or independent
Trump.
Robert F. J. Kennedy or Donald Trump?
Trump.
Okay. I thought I heard you say that before I finished. And now it's still a long ways off, but if the elections for Congress were today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Remier or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Republican,
okay. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is it a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, not a chance at all? Okay.
Not a chance.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Zero. I disapprove.
Strongly disapprove? Okay.
Strongly.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Remier is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Zero.
Zero? Strongly disapprove? Okay. Now I want to read you a little more information about your two candidates running for Congress. It's Lori Chavez de Remier and Janelle Bynum. Now, so bear with me, okay? As Mayor of Happyville, Lori Chavez led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems, from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of the same old devised politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Serving in the state of House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up as an extremist and both sides to deliver for Oregon families. Now, let me ask you, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I'd vote for Lori.
Okay. And what specifically stuck out the most about Lori Chavez that you can give me in simple forms? I just need to type down a quick sentence here.
Community.
Community, okay. That's not bad. And I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum, okay? Please rate each statement from a 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing.
I don't even know who she is.
No? Well, it's just, let me see, 1, 2, 3, about 4 statements. I'll skim through them real fast, and if you feel like it's convincing to vote for her or not, or you could just tell me.
Is she a Democrat or a Republican?
Actually, I don't have that information right in front of me, but
I really don't know. I'm going Republican all the way.
Republican all the way? Yeah. I actually got Janelle Bynum. She's a Democrat.
I won't vote for her.
So I'll just read real fast, and then you tell me 0, 0, 0 if that's that. But that way we can get this on the recording, okay? For too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on the solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you are representing. As a mom and a small business owner and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can't be done to fix where we are today.
If she's a Democrat, I'm not going to vote for her because they put him in as the president. I'm not going to vote for anybody that's that stupid.
Okay, so if I have your permission, we could save ourselves some time, and I'll skip the next 3 statements about her, and I could just put 0 all the way down.
Great. That's okay. Great, because, I mean, they should be ashamed of themselves.
Okay. You know, this is all about you, so never mind how I feel. I just want you to, if this
is
your opinion,
I really
love.
Actually, I feel I really feel sorry for Biden, and his wife should be ashamed of what she's put him through.
You know,
and as far as I'm concerned, the Democrats are getting, because he's not going to step down. He's stubborn, so they get what they get.
Yeah,
you know, and he's put our country.
I mean, he's making headlines news all over the country right now. So
yeah, as an idiot. Yeah, he doesn't know which stage to get off or what step to take, and he's put our country at jeopardy. We're a laughing stock of the world. That is why China's doing what they're doing and everything else, because they know he doesn't know what's going on. Who's running the country? His wife? Think about it. He's an idiot. He's a puppet. That's why they put him in the basement when the election happened. Are you there?
Hi, ma'am.
Who's calling?
Hi,
who's calling, please?
This is Jesse. I believe we were just on the phone.
No.
No?
Nope.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.